We are beginning the shiur tonight in the beginning of Siman Tzadi Beis, which is on the bottom of page 248. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Hayotzaruch unikovav al yispalo. If a person needs to go to the restroom, he should not daven. V'imhispalel tfiloso to'eva. If a person davens when he has to go to the bathroom, his davening is an abomination. V'tzaruch lachzor ulehispalel. And he has to go back and he has to daven again. The hani mili she'eno yochol lahamid atzmo shir hiluch parsa. That which we say if he davens when he has to go to the bathroom, he must repeat Shemona Esrei. That's talking about when he's not able to hold it in the amount of time it takes to walk a parsa, which is, as we'll see, 72 minutes. Avlim yochol lahamid atzmo shir parsa. But if he's able to hold it in the time it takes to walk 72 minutes, yotza b'dievid. Then if he davened, even though he really had to go, he's yotze b'dievid. But a person should not daven until he checks himself well that he does not have to go to the bathroom. And the Rama writes, anyone who needs to go to the bathroom is usher even in Divrei Torah, so long that his body is meshukot from going to the bathroom. So let's turn back to 248, the last line, and see the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph. A person who needs to go to the bathroom should not daven. Diksiv hikon lekras elokecha Yisrael. Because the Pasuk tells us that we should prepare ourselves to meet Hashem. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Shemur raglecha kasher telech el beis elokim. You should guard your feet when you're going to walk to the house of God. V'amru Chazal and Chazal tell us, Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us in that Pasuk, Shemur nekavecha, b'shosh ata omid b'tfilah lefanai. Guard your openings at the time that you're standing before me in tefillah. Make sure you do not have to go to the bathroom. In note number one, he writes, V'hainu bein legedolim bein lekatanim. This is an issue whether a person has to really go gedolim or katanim. V'rak b'di'evet kosav lahalon, we'll see in the next Mishnah Berurah, that b'di'evet, there are some who write that we can be makil by ketanim. So that's the first point, whether it's for gedolim or ketanim, one is usher to daven when he has to go to the bathroom. If he does daven, his davening is a to'eva. We're on the top line on kuf chaf hey in the Mishnah Berurah. He's davening is a to'eva, and he's tzarech lachzor l'spal, he must daven again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh omrim didavka l'gedolim. Even though the iser is by gedolim and ketanim, if he did it, so some say he only has to go back to daven again, davka if he was having to go gedolim, aval ketanim b'dievet ein tzarech lachzor l'spalo. But for ketanim b'dievet, he wouldn't have to go back. V'yesh cholkim, and some argue and say he has to go back even for ketanim. And in note number two, he points out that l'maisa, the Bir Halacha writes, she'ein koach b'yadeinu l'achriya. We don't have the power to decide who's right and who's wrong. And v'hora hagon Rav Yoshev. Rav Yoshev therefore paskind shekevon shenechleku bazeh haposkim. Since when it comes to someone who is holding in his meira glayim, when he was davening, it's a machlokas whether he has to repeat Shemona Esrei or not. Therefore, yachzor l'espal, he should go back and daven again. The yasne should make a tanaya condition shim eino chayev yeh b'taras nedava. If those poskim are right, they say you don't have to go back, and he's going back, so he shouldn't be davening inappropriately. So he should have in mind that according to those opinions, he's davening a voluntary tefillah, which we'll discuss later about a voluntary tefillah. But says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Gimel, on that which the Mechaber said that the limitation, when do we say, sorry, the qualification, when do we say that a person can't daven if he has to go to the bathroom, and if he does daven, it's a tu'ev, and he has to repeat davening? That's only if he's unable to go to walk the amount of a parsa. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel, who arba'a milin. A parsa is 4 mil, shu shir sha'a v'chomesh. And the amount of time that is an hour and a fifth, which is 72 minutes. Fine. But if he's able to hold it in for the shir parsa, then he's yotze b'dievid. He still can't daven l'chadchila, but if he did daven, he's yotze b'dievid, he will not have to repeat davening. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet, Yochol Lahamid, Rotzalomar me'eis hascholas hatfila hoya bo koach lisho shir ze. What it means to say in the Mechaber is that at the time that he started his davening, he was able to hold out for 72 minutes. Umashma afilu im achar kach tekev achar atfilu holach v'asa tzrachav. Even if after he davened for 5 minutes, he then went and did his needs, v'hoya b'soch shir hazeh, and it was within the 72 minutes, yotze b'di'evid, he is still yotze b'di'evid. So this idea is that when you start Shmoneh Esrei, you have to be able to hold it in for the amount of time it takes to walk, 72 minutes. But if you ended up going to the bathroom earlier after your davening, that would be okay with the Eved, and you would be Yotzei. But then we said in the Mechaber that L'chadchilo, you should not daven until you check yourself well that you do not have to go to the bathroom at all. This, that you don't have to go back, is that you can hold it in 72 minutes, but you still shouldn't daven if you have to go even within 72 minutes, even beyond 72 minutes. Before you daven, you have to make sure L'chadchilo, you don't have to go to the bathroom at all. Says the Mishaburin in Sefkatan, hey, Aval L'chadchilo, Rotzo Lomer, Afilu Yochol Latzor Bi'atzmo Yosemi Parsa. Even if you're able to hold in the going to the bathroom more than 72 minutes, Kevan Shu Margish Ba'atzmo Ktsas Shetzerach L'Nekavav. Since he feels a little bit that he has to go to the bathroom, Vafilu Im Ayidei Zeh She'enake Es Atzmo Lo Yia Yuchol L'Hispalu Im Atzibur. Even if a person realizes that by going to the bathroom now, he's not going to be able to daven with a minyan. Afilu achi tov yoser lehispal biyachidi beguf naki. Better to daven biyachidus. Better to miss the minyan. Don't rush into shul if you have to go to the bathroom. Better to go to the bathroom, daven with a guf naki, even if you miss the minyan. Omnam, however, that's only by a minyan. Im roesh al yedei zeh sheyivdok yavor zman tefila lagamri. But if you realize that by going to the bathroom, you're going to miss zman tefila, not tefila b'tzibur, you're going to miss zman tefila altogether. There, hiskim ha-magen avram, ushari achronim, there the magen avram and other achronim agree, shemutter lehispalel, then it's mutter to daven im hu meshayer ba'atzmo sheyucha latzor shir shav v'chomesh. Then as long as you realize you can hold it in for an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a fifth. 72 minutes. It's an hour and 12 minutes. An hour and a fifth. So then the person should daven. But if even that's not possible, you can't hold it in for that amount of time, then you shouldn't even daven if you're going to miss matfila. And I guess you would just do tashluma the next time, because that's not your fault. At this point, at least you're an ones, you're not able to daven. And therefore, to summarize what this Mishnah Berurah is saying, which is very important, is that l'chadchila, before a person davens, he has to make sure that he doesn't have to go to the bathroom at all. Even if he's able to hold it in 72 minutes, that's not enough. He has to make sure he does not have to go to the bathroom whatsoever to daven l'chadchila. Even if that's going to make him miss tefillah b'tzibur, he still should go to the bathroom first. Even though he can hold it for 72 minutes, still go to the bathroom rather than have a tefillah b'tzibur. But if he's going to miss my tefillah and he can hold it in 72 minutes, then he could just daven now in order not to miss zman tefillah. But obviously, it's clear that if he can't even hold it in 72 minutes and zman tefillah is going to pass, let zman tefillah pass, go to the bathroom, you'll be considered an ones or a shogeg, and you would be able to do tashlumin in that case. There is one note over here I want to read, and then we'll take a question. In note number 5, he points out, we said in the Mishnah Berurah that since he feels he has to go a little bit, so he should not daven. The imbuchozos hischil hespalo. Let's say he did. He davened, and then he realized as he's davening, oh, I really should have got to the bathroom before, and he made a mistake. So Chaim Kanievsky writes, she'af she'asa shelo kahogen, even though he did the wrong thing, mistabish shelo yafsik be'emtza. He shouldn't stop in the middle. If you started davening already, as long as you wait 72 minutes and you started davening, so you can finish your tefillah. You shouldn't have davened. You should have gone to the bathroom, but you already started davening. So Chaim Kanievsky says, you can, in fact, finish the tefillah. Yes, Shai, a quick question.
What is this number 72?
So that's a very good point. We're going to see the connection of 72. We're going to see in the Bir Halacha shortly that there are different reasons. The main reason that the post can bring down is because that's the time that it takes to daven. Even though we daven quicker than that, but that's the zman. You want to make sure that you can make it through the whole davening. So if you could hold it in 72 minutes, that means that you could daven. And that's the zman tefillah. We're going to see another reason in the Bir Halacha shortly, another reason brought down that the Bir Halacha is going to have questions on, but that's the reason that most posts can bring down. Yeah, Shlomi. Oh, you're not finished?
Yeah, based on that reason, that explanation, then what about, shouldn't it be based on how long it takes for each individual decision?
Well, that's the amount that Chazal set up. That was their gather.
How exactly are you supposed to figure this out? If you could or you can't?
How exactly are you supposed to figure it out? So basically, if a person has any feelings of going to the bathroom, he should go to the bathroom before he davens. You know, if he doesn't think of it b'chlal, it doesn't come on his mind at all, so he could daven. But if he has any thought that he might have to go to the bathroom, he should go to the bathroom. No, we're not malachim, and that person has to do his best.
The formulation of the mechaber seems very funny. Why didn't the mechaber start off by saying l'chatchila, one should check before davening? Why does he start with the eved?
Well, he's starting off with you're asking a good question. Why doesn't he start off? The halacha is that you have to make sure l'chatchila. Why doesn't he start with the l'chatchila? Why does he start backwards? That's a good question. I don't know. Zokta Mishra Buravaita, it's a good Ha'ara. Zokta Mishra Buravaita and Sivkotan Vav. Sivkotan Vav in the Mishabura is going on the Ramah. The Ramah, after the Mechaber laid down the rules that we just discussed, the Ramah wrote, V'chol ha'nitzrach l'nekovav osur ha'filu b'divrei Torah. In the Mechaber, we were talking about tefillah, about Shemona Esrei, and here the Ramah brings in about Divrei Torah, that if one needs to go to the bathroom, he's usher even in Divrei Torah. Kol's man shegufo meshukotz men anakovim. So says the Mishabura in Sivkaton Vav, afilu b'Divrei Torah, which right away, you should look at note number 6, he points out that Shmias Divrei Torah geshenitzrach anakovav, hearing words of Torah when you have to go to the bathroom, the Mekor HaChaim writes, shemuteres. So according to them, this discussion of Divrei Torah is speaking words of Torah, not hearing words of Torah. So when it comes to Divrei Torah, a person also should not speak words of Torah if he needs to go to the bathroom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'kol shekein b'kriyashma u'sha'ar brachos. It's not limited, what the Ramah is saying, to Divrei Torah. It's certainly going to be a problem with kriyashma and other brachos. The Mechaber is discussing tefillah, and the Ramah is coming to discuss everything else, Divrei Torah, and certainly kriyashma and other brachos. Ubidieved mashma medivriya primigodim, de ain tsarech lachsor velikros. But bidieved is mashma to primigodim. If one did say kriyashma when he wasn't supposed to, that bidieved he would not have to go back and read it again. The chain kosav haramban b'mochamas. And that's what the Ramban makes out in Mochamas. So long that his gufo is meshukot min anakovim, sivkot an zayin. Afilu im eino misave kolkach. Even if he doesn't have to go to the bathroom so badly, shehebo mishum bal teshaktzu. It's not even at the point about the shaktzu that he has to go so badly. Kevan sheeino yochol lamud atzmo ad parsa. Since he's not able to wait 72 minutes, he should not get involved in speaking the Torah and certainly saying kriyashma or saying any bracha if he can't wait 72 minutes. Ube parsa, but if he can wait 72 minutes, the Mishabura says, mutter afilu b'kriyashma, then it's mutter even by kriyashma. And then he brings down v'ashari tshuva la'el b'simin vav sivkotan hei machmir baze. The shari tshuva way back when in simin vav sivkotan hei is machmir, even if he wait a parsa, not to say kriyashma and divrei Torah. If you look at note number 9, he discusses, he brings down the Shari Tshuva from way back when, which the Mishabura brought there as well. Shafilu yochol lahamidas asmo geshir parsa. Even if a person is able to hold it in a parsa, osar afilu b'divrei Torah. That's what the Shari Tshuva says over there, the opposite of what the Mishabura is saying over here. The Mishabura sham, and the Mishabura over there, hevi rakes das a Shari Tshuva shemachmir. There the Mishabura just brings the Shari Tshuva that's machmir, that even if you could wait a parsa, it is usher. Vitzayin la'ayin b'simen tzadi beis. And the Mishabura brings the Shari Tshuva. Then he says, an ayin simen tzadi beis. So he seems to be straddling both sides of the fence over here, both shitas. So Rechaim Kineski explains, shekavonas ha-Mishabura kan shehevi eshtei adeos. The reason why the Mishabura is bringing both shitas over here, that at first he brings that, but parsa, your mutter, even b'kriyashma, if you could wait 72 minutes, you could say kriyashma. And then he brings a Shari Tshuva, who's machmir, that if you could wait 72 minutes, it's still usher for kriyashma and for divrei Torah. Lomar shebemokom atzorech yeshmokom lohokil baza. Says Rechaim Kineski, the Mishabura is bringing both shitas, that if it's a time of need, then you could be lenient, and as long as you could wait 72 minutes, you would be able to learn Torah, you would be able to say Kriyashma. Chaim Kineski explains the Mishabura saying both shitas to tell us that if you need, you could rely on the more lenient shita. Continues the Mishabura, and he writes, the imhu malame Torah l'rabim odoresh. If he is teaching Torah to the rabbim, where he's in the middle of a drasha, ube'emsa nitztarech l'nekov afilu gedolim, in the middle he has to go to the bathroom, even for gedolim, mutter lo lahashos atzmo. There he's allowed to wait, the baal teshaktzu hu rak isura derabonon. Because even though there is a problem about the shaktu, if he has to go to the bathroom very badly, but that's only an issur d'rabbanan. But because of kavod habrios, not to interrupt the shir in the middle, to go to the bathroom, it's pushed off, and he is allowed to continue giving the shir and being over the issur about the shaktu, because kavod habrios overrides it. Note number 10, he points out, what's the gedda of kavod habrios? The kavod habrios kosav l'el shenimdad lefi teva ha'adam. Kavod habrios is not be'etzim. Kavod habrios is not the same for everyone. It depends on the nature of the person. V'im eino mizbayish ein b'zeh mishim kavod habrios. If the rav giving the shir is not embarrassed and he says, everyone hold on for a minute, he goes out to the bathroom, then he has to do it. It's only if it will be embarrassing for him, according to his nature, so then he would allow the kavod habrios to override the issur d'rabbanan of baal teshaktzu. That's the end of Sif Aleph, and I would like to see now two nice size, interesting bir halachas. The first bir halacha that we will see is on page 248, back to the very beginning of the siman at the bottom. Hoya tzarech l'nekavav. So the bir halachas is as follows. It's talking about a chazan who has to go to the bathroom. Kodam Chazar Shashat. Someone is davening for the Amud, and before he starts repeating the Shemone Esrei, he realizes he has to go to the bathroom. Im Yochol Lahamid Atzmo Ad Parsa. If he is able to hold it in for 72 minutes, he realizes he's starting to have to go to the bathroom, but he can wait 72 minutes. Kevan de b'di'evet tfiloso tfila. Since, like we just discussed in the Mechaber, that b'di'evet, such a tfila works, it is chal. V'yesh b'zeh mishikavad abrios, and there's a concept of kavad abrios here for him to walk out in the middle before chazos hashatz. Poshet to mutter lismok b'zeh al shitas harif. It's poshet. In this case, he can rely on the opinion of the rif. Hamekil l'chadchila b'shir parsa. The rif is the rishon that holds that l'chadchila you could daven if you could wait a shir parsa. And therefore, certainly the chazan, it will be a kavad abrios issue. But the evidence is a good tefillah anyway. So there he certainly could daven, no problem. V'nirid da'af ha-machmirin modim kavani kavad abrios. And even those who are machmir in general, that you shouldn't daven if you can't wait 72 minutes. And you could, if you could wait 72 minutes, you still shouldn't daven. Even they're masking over here for kavod abrios that you can. Avol im ein yochel lahamid asmo b'shir parsa. Let's say a person's davening for the amud. He finishes Silas for Nesra and he has to go to the bathroom. Not that he can wait 72 minutes. He has to go in 5 minutes. But he can chop in chazar shashatz. Meanwhile, to the kuli amud tefilaso to'eva. Everyone holds in that case where you can't wait 72 minutes. You have to go now. Everyone holds your tefilaso to'eva. So mahu, what's the din if you're the chazan? You're up to the davening for amud and you really have to go to the bathroom. Obviously, you can make it through chazar shatz. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a shaila. You can't do it. But if you're able to hold it in, but it's mamish bal teshatzu, are you allowed to hold it in and daven because of kavod abrios or not? Ve'ein lo havi raya lo hakel, and don't bring a proof to be lenient. Mimad dehiskam amagen Avram to that which the Magen Avram agrees to. Be'im nisorer lo taiva b'tzibur be'emtza hatfila. That which the Magen Avram says that if he all of a sudden realizes he has to go to the bathroom in the middle of the davening, ad the isbe mishum about the shaktsu, till he's at the point about the shaktsu, the afal pike mutil lugmar atfila mishum the kavod abrios docha is about the shaktsu. That if he's in the middle of the Shemone Esrei, the chazar shashatz, there the Magen Avram agrees that he could for sure finish the Shemone Esrei because that's a clear kavod abrios. So you might want to say the same way that if he's in the middle of Shemone Esrei, he can finish up even though there's Baal Teshaktu, the Kavod Abrios overrides it. So you would say so too over here. The Lechora Isser HaNitzrach L'Nekavav L'Tfilu Gamkin Rak Isser D'Rabbanon. Because Lechora, the Isser, when you have to go to the bathroom, not to daven, is also only an Isser D'Rabbanon. Mikomakom Ein Adoma. However, it's not really a comparable case. The Shani Hoston, that's different. The Isser Sha'osru Chazal HaNitzrach L'Nekavav L'Ispalel V'Omru D'Tfiloso to Eva Ainsham. That case where you're in the middle of Chazar Shashat and all of a sudden you have to go to the bathroom very badly, that's not where they said your tefillah is a to'eva. Kevan de bodak atzmo mitchila v'hiskla beheter. Since you checked yourself before davening and you started beheter, you didn't have to go to the bathroom at all. So you started your Shemone Esrei totally beheter. And afterwards, all of a sudden you had to go. So there, your tefillah is for sure not a to'eva. So you can't learn from there to over here. Because over here, you didn't start davening yet. V'teida, and I'll prove it to you in that case. The af ha-ramah ha-machmir, even the ramah who's machmir, we'll see in Sif Beis, mode shami agrees over there, de b'di'evidim lo hifsik tfiloso, if he doesn't stop his tfilo in the middle, tfilo mishum ha-taima. Lo hifsik tfiloso tfilo mishum ha-taima. Even if he doesn't stop in the middle, like the ramah holds you should do l'chadchila, but even if you don't, your tfilo is going to be a good tfilo. But that's not the case over here that we're discussing. Here you realize you have to go to the bathroom very badly before you start the Chazar Shashatz. The Gozru Chazal Al Zeh, that's exactly what Chazal will Gozer on. They said this tefillah is a disgrace. The imkein kol berchosel levatola, and then all your brachos are possibly brachos levatola. The yesh behem mishum lo sisa, and they're saying Hashem's name in vain. So Efshir de Ein Lohakil Mishum Kavod Abrios. It's possible over here that you shouldn't be lenient because of Kavod Abrios. However, the other side is, in other words, maybe you should be Machmir. On the other hand, says the Biar Locha, V'ulai Silku Chazal Isurim Mizeh. But maybe Chazal got rid of the Isurim altogether in such a case. Umamei Le'ena Bracha Levatala. And then the Bracha Zal Levatala V'tzarach Iyin Gadol. So the Biar Locha, to summarize, Lizo Tzarach Iyin Gadol. It's Pashit if you're the Chazan and in the middle of Shemone Esrei, all of a sudden you have to go to the bathroom. You can finish the Shemone Esrei. If before you start, you have to go to the bathroom, but you realize you can wait 72 minutes, for sure you could do it. His Tzarech Iyin Gadol is a case where before you start a Chazar Shashatz, you have to go very badly, you can't wait 72 minutes. So there he leaves a Tzarech Iyin Gadol, if you should just go ahead with the Chazar Shashatz, or you should ask someone to take over and go outside, even though it might be a little bit of an embarrassing situation. And then he says, a case of a person who's going up to be a Balkore, V'in nizdamin lo kein lahakore b'sefer Torah k'sha'ol l'bima. Same case with the guy who goes up to read from the Torah. Poshet the mutter lalikro. There it's obvious as a berlocha that he's allowed to read from the Torah. The sham b'di'evik kriyaso kriya kidal kamon. Like we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah told us on the Ramah, that there when it comes to limud Torah or kriyas Torah will be the same thing, that b'di'evit, it does work. The kol shekeinim kfar hischil likro v'nis arlo taiva the mutter lalikmor eskola kriya. Certainly if he already started the laning, certainly he could finish it. But even if he didn't start yet, but he's already up there to be the Balkori and he realized he has to go to the bathroom, for sure he could do it. That's more lenient. Shmon Esrei is much more serious than limud Torah like we saw previously. There's one more very interesting bir halacha which I'd like to do, which is skip the next one, which we touched upon in the note. The second one on the page, the shir parsa. So we said the amount that b'di'evid your tefillah is a tefillah is if you were able to hold it in for the amount that it takes to walk a parsa, which we said was 72 minutes, an hour and a fifth. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I am Mishnah Berurah. Says the bir halacha, v'hodu lo nokat behed yashir shav v'chomesh. Great kasha. Why doesn't that halacha just say, why doesn't the mechaber just say that if you're able to wait 72 minutes? Why does it say hiluch parsa? Great kasha. Hiluch parsa, how much is that 72 minutes? Just say 72 minutes. Why are you saying hiluch parsa? Why are we talking in Ramazim over here? So kasa b'chidushei Rabbi Akiva Eger b'shem Aginas Vradim. Rabbi Akiva Eger brings down b'shem Aginas Vradim. The Bal Lahoro is coming to teach a very interesting halacha. The af im al yedei she yoshev b'makom echad yochel lahamid atzma mad yoser. Everyone knows that when you're sitting down, you're able to hold it in when you have to go to the bathroom a little bit more than when you're walking. So even if you're able to sit and you'd be able to hold it in by sitting in one spot for 72 minutes, mikol makom misharina ki'ilu humahalich. We measure the time as if you were walking. And therefore, it's a chumrah in the psak. If we would have said an hour and a fifth, so you would measure an hour and a fifth as if you're sitting there holding it in, an easier way to hold it in. But when we say the time it takes to walk a parsa, it's 72 minutes of walking. You have to be able to go on a trip walking for 72 minutes and be able to hold it in the whole trip, which is much harder. So Kivega says, B'shem the Ginas Vradim, She'en yochel lahamid atzma v'leil l'chad parsa. Just because you could sit down for 72 minutes and not go to the bathroom doesn't mean you can go on a walk for 72 minutes and not go to the bathroom. Very interesting thing. And then he writes, V'tam l'shir parsa. We set out before, Shaya asked the great Kasha, what is the reason for the shear of the 72 minutes? And we gave one reason that many Achronim give is that that's the estimated Zman of a tefillah. And when you start the tefillah, you have to be able to make it through the tefillah. So they said the shear parsa. So I am Bebach V'olah Tamaru Prisha. That's the reason that those Achronim give. U'b'chai Odom Re'isi Tam Chodosh Bazeh. But the Chayalim I saw a Mechudosh Dika reason why it's a parsa. V'hu, and that is the following. Interesting reason, and then he blasts it. The Shiaru Chazal evaluated. Dim Eino Yochel Lahamid Atzmo Shir Zef. A person is not able to hold in his gedolim for 72 minutes. Bevadai Kfar Nepa Chamachal B'meyav Lutzoa. That's a sign that the food inside his digestive tract has already turned into tzoa. Viksiv in the pasuk says V'chol Kravai Hashem Kocho, that I praise Hashem with all my innards. So we're praising. We had kolatz mosai tomarna. That was a tzad why you shouldn't have your hand in a beis hakiseh when you're davening, or you shouldn't have tzoa somewhere, you know, covered in your body, even if it's covered. So your whole body should. Here we see even your innards should be clean when you're davening. You shouldn't have tzoa inside. If you feel that you can't last 72 minutes, it's a sign that the food inside the digestive tract already turned to tzoa. Lekach tzarech lachzor l'spal. Therefore, you have to daven again. It's not a good tefillah. V'lo nihira, but says the beralacha. It sounds nice what the Taz says, but I'm not maskim. I shouldn't say the Taz, it was the Chai Adam. It's a nice reason, but v'lo nira, it doesn't make sense to me, says the Chavetz Chaim. The Lefi Dvarav, according to him, ma yase im tshuvas harashbu desover dafil l'ketanim b'dyevet filosa to'eva. So how do you understand the tshuvas harashbu, who says that even for ketanim it's a to'eva for 72 minutes? If the whole shot in the Chai Adam is it didn't soa, so what are you going to say about Meir Aglayim? And the tshuvas harashbu holds that Meir Aglayim is the same to'eva. So why would Meir Aglayim have anything to do with that? It's a didn't soa. That's kasha number one. Va'oda, furthermore, says the Chavetz Chaim, the imkain, if so, if that's the reason why you have to wait 72 minutes, because that's a sign if you can't wait that you have tzoa inside your intestines, im shir bi'atzmo sheyocho latzor shir parsa v'over v'spalo. Let's say you evaluated yourself, and you thought you could wait 72 minutes. And you davened, which you're allowed to do. V'achar atfila tekev holach v'atzor trochav. Immediately after davening, you went to the bathroom. After 40 minutes, you went to the bathroom. You're going to say his tefillah is canceled? Because the fact that he went to the bathroom 40 minutes after he started his tefillah is a sign that it was already tzoa then? No one says that. The halacha is as long as you feel when you start Shmoneh Esrei that you can wait 72 when you start tefillah, you can wait 72 minutes. You're allowed to daven. And we said meferish in the Mishnah Berurah, even if you end up going to the bathroom earlier than the 72 minutes, it's okay. But according to the Chai Adam's logic, that the fact that you have to go to the bathroom within 72 minutes, and notice it takes 72 minutes. For the tzoa to be in your system till it comes out. That is what it sounds like. So if you go to the bathroom right after davening, after 40 minutes, it's a sign you had tzoa in your system. So how are you yotze? No one says you're not yotze in that case. How can you be yotze in that case? If the chayalim is right, so that's megala that you had tzoa in your system when you were davening. It shouldn't be good because of the pasuk of v'chol kravai ashem kacho. Let's start halacha beis, which is for tonight also. A little bit of halacha beis. We'll just start it. The mechaber says in halacha beis, So halacha aleph was discussing starting tefillah, that you shouldn't start tefillah chachila till you absolutely are sure you don't have to go to the bathroom. If you did start, ayin what we discussed earlier. Halacha beis is if it happens in the middle of davening, which we touched upon in the berlocha a little bit, but here's the halacha in the mechaber. Halacha beis in beemtza tefiloso nisor lo taiva. If in the middle of davening he had a taiva, means he had to go to the bathroom. He's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and he realizes he has to go to the bathroom. Yamid atzmo ad sheyigmor velo yafsik. Hold it in. Don't stop your Shmoneh Esrei in the middle. You have to go to the bathroom in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Finish Shmoneh Esrei. V'im b'shas kriyashma u'birchoseh nisorer. If in the middle of kriyashma and birchos kriyashma he realizes he has to go to the bathroom. Bein l'ketan and bein l'gedolim kare kedarko. Whether it is for ketanim or for gedolim, again he should continue reading. He should not stop. The Rama says differently. The Rama says, "V'dafka she'eno misave kolkach de'isbe mishum b'altashaktzu." This din is true so long that you don't really have to go, and we're not getting involved in apostle Israel b'altashaktzu. Aval belav hachi. But if it's getting involved in b'altashaktzu, you really have to go to the bathroom. Yoser tov lahafsik. Says the Rama, you have to stop. The Mechaber didn't say that, but the Rama says that if you really have to go, then you should stop. And the Mechaber ends off and says, "V'imrotzo laharchik ulahatul mayim osa." Now this Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, is only going on Kriyas Shema. The Mechaber started off with the halacha of tefillah and of Kriyas Shema. He said the same din. If in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei or in the middle of Kriyas Shema or the brachos, you have to go to the bathroom, finish what you're doing. Do not go to the bathroom. But if you want to go, move away to go meiraglayim, you could do it. The Mishnah Berurah pointed out that's only going back on Kriyas Shema. By tefillah, you don't have the option. You can't leave in the middle. You can't walk away in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei to do that. That's only by Kriyas Shema. We'll stop here. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll do the whole Sif Beis. We'll start again in the beginning and do all the Mishnah Berurahs, and we'll do Sif Gimel as well.